If you look at a broadband map from the Governor's Office of Information Technology, you'll see high internet speeds are prominent in the larger metro areas of the Front Range, but it's a different story for places like Yuma County.
We are agriculture on steroids out here.
Darlene Carpio is the county's director of economic development. She says the internet access they have now is too slow and unreliable, and that directly impacts their way of life, which is agriculture, an industry that brings in about $5 billion annually to the state.
It's big business that needs internet. It needs the very newest technology to be able to perform and compete, but it takes broadband to do that anymore.
That's why Carpio is serving on a regional task force studying what it would cost to bring broadband to the entire region. She's encouraged after lawmakers updated the state's telecom laws this year, creating a fund to put money into rural broadband.
You know, the tractors of today are nothing like the tractors of even 5 and 10 years ago. They are equipped with GPS, with incredible data technology.
But the technology used in today's field goes beyond traditional farm implements like this brand new $350,000 combine. Brian Cunningham is part of the 21st Century John Deere dealership in Yuma. He works with farmers on what's known as precision agriculture. The goal is to use the latest technology to collect and analyze information on yields and soil moisture to maximize production.
We can wirelessly transmit the data from the tractor back to our cloud servers and then down to the customer's computer in their office, becoming more and more in real time even. So the broadband speed and that connectivity is pretty important from that aspect.
Even with more farmers using the technology, Cunningham knows that it's difficult for internet providers to invest in sparsely populated areas with few overall customers.
I think most small towns are in the same situation, though. You know, we're kind of used to being behind a little bit, I think, as far as some of those conveniences you'd see in the city and things like that. I'm not sure we should be comfortable staying there.
Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose helped sponsor the telecom reform package that passed during the legislative session. One of the flagship bills would redirect some of the money currently used to pay for high-cost landlines into building broadband connections in underserved areas. But Corum says it will take a while before people see impacts on the ground.
The first layer of the foundation, they'll start generating money next month, but it's probably a year before any of those funds are put back into the community.
For 29-year-old Luke Cure, who lives in Ray near the Kansas border, the changes can't come soon enough. He started his own business called Farm Rain to consult with farmers on using technology to make better decisions. He says it's an exciting time to be in the burgeoning industry, but internet service is a hurdle.
A farmer might have to drive to the top of the hill and wait for a while for that data set to load. We collected 375 million data points during planting during 1 year on one person's farm. You extrapolate that out and we're only collecting a very small subset of all the information that we could be gathering out there. It really, really slowed my business down.
Back in Yuma, Economic Development Director Darlene Carpio says she thinks people are becoming less complacent and trying to catch up with the times.
I am convinced that broadband is the next utility, as electricity was back in the 20s and 30s, as water is. It really is something we depend on now for our way of life.
Carpio says the goal is to bring broadband to every home and business in the region within the next 5 years. The task force is still studying what the total cost would be. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.